looking for a million.
Yeah, I don't know what a million is, and I don't have it down here. If you saw like a line of men, and the one at, and there were 10 of them, and the one at the head of the line would be the
first.
Right. Okay.
Second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth. How much you want? Seven.
Up to 10.
Eighth, ninth, 10th.
Right. Okay. Instead of saying things happen and they're all spread out, you'd say it happened all
at once.
Right. And if somebody says something more than once, they'd be saying it
repeatedly.
Or if they said it just two times, you'd
say it twice.
Okay. And then last two things are the months of the year and the days of the week. The months of the year.
All of them?
Yeah.
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December.
All right, and then the days of the week.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Okay, and what does Sabbath mean to you?
It means Sunday, but I don't use the word.
Okay. One of the things that's always interesting to me, that's when people, when you do the days of the week, to see where people begin.
Yeah, you know, I thought you might want to.
Yeah.
I think of the week beginning on Monday.
Yeah. And strangely enough, almost everybody I've interviewed, and everybody that I've interviewed in Little Rock, and in bigger places too, starts on Monday, but rural people who live in the country
always
start on Sunday.
Because Sunday's the first day on the calendar, and that's the day they go to church, and that's they begin the week with church.
Yeah, that's right. I
ended with my weekend. I ended with my weekend, and I think most younger people that are not real devout churchgoers, and I think they tend to think of the weekend as being over on Sunday and beginning on Monday.
And that's probably it.
I try to start every Monday and do the things I didn't do last week. I feel like that's the beginning. It's the beginning of the business
right.
week.
Yeah, but that's just really interesting, you know, the difference of that. Well, Wayne, I really appreciate it. You've been great.
I have to say one thing. That's a